Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
Well, today is the start of sign-up for USDA's Dairy Margin Coverage Program, and here with some details on it and some things dairy producers need to know, Jaime Castaneda. He is Senior Vice President of Policy Strategy and International Trade for the National Milk Producers Federation. All right, it's finally here. We've been waiting for this date. Dairy producers have of June 17th, now the startup of sign-up. What do they need to know, Jaime?
Thank you so much, Mike, and thank you for including me in your program. I think the most important thing is that they need to go to their FSA offices as soon as possible and find out if the FSA offices are up to speed. We have already encountered situations in which farmers are saying that the FSA offices, I have two stories, one in Wisconsin, one in Indiana, that they were not prepared yet. So we need to actually have that information so we can convey that to Washington, D.C., to USDA, to ensure that the training and the proper documentation is in all FSA offices. Don't wait. It doesn't, this is not like your regular sign-ups. This is one that actually you already have money in the bank. You should actually try to sign up as soon as possible.
Now, just we kind of go back, take a step back here. This program, the DMC, replaces the old MPP, the Margin Protection Program. How is it different? How is it better?
Thanks for that, Mike. So I don't know if you remember that the National Milk Producers created a program or called Foundation for the Future back in 2010. That was in after we have the horrible year of 2009. That program made it from National Milk into Congress, and basically, unfortunately, Congress, due to budgetary reasons and political reasons, changed that program. And we ended up with a light MPP, not the original program the National Milk put forward. What was on less than what we had or what we had originally was the level of protection for dairy farmers. Now, this Congress altered that and improved over the all MPP. Now we have protections of up to $950 of margin at very small cost to producers for the first 5 million pounds, but also continues to have very low cost for all farmers above 5 million pounds for the $5. All of that is different than the original 4 to 8. And we also just accomplished in improving the feed part of the equation by including the hay dairy quality. That in itself has increased the possibility of farmers getting much more money on already the payments that have been implemented from the starting of January. So remember that the program will be retroactive to January, and already there is a number of months that are going to be paying off producer indemnity.
So this is more of the program that you wanted originally, but as you said, you didn't get it. And there were a lot of complaints about producers of putting in and not getting back. So this hopefully addresses those issues.
Absolutely. This is going to be a different program. In fact, some folks are saying that actually this program may be too good. I think that it is going to be a very good program for the first 5 million pounds, but also it's going to be a good program for all producers, because not only it has a floor, a very significant floor for all producers at 5 million pounds, a $5 margin coverage, which actually would cost a large producer a very small amount, and it would be free for under 5 million pounds. Now, in addition to that, all farmers will have access to new risk management tools. You know, most producers are aware of the LGM, the livestock gross margin. And now you have, obviously, the other program out there, Dairy Revenue Program. Before, in the previous MPP system, you couldn't actually be part of both programs at the same time. Now you can actually be part of the Dairy Revenue Program and DMC, and also you can be part of LGM as long as it's not the same milk. So, for instance, if you have 10 million pounds and if you want to cover 5 million pounds under DMC, you can cover the other 5 million pounds under the LGM.
That's an important note for sure. But again, it starts with checking with your FSA office, right?
Absolutely. The sooner the better. Also, it is important that we understand whether the FSA offices are up to speed on some of the specific details on the program. If you had a addition to the farm from, your son or your daughter joined the farm since you originally sign up and establish a production history, there is going to be certain cases, not everyone, but there is going to be certain cases in which FSA may consider updating your production history.
Okay. Hi, Mike. Thanks for the update. We'll watch and see what the participation level is, and we'll stay in touch to stay updated. Thank you.
Thank you. Encourage your farmers to participate. Thanks.
Very good. All right. Jaime Castaneda with the National Milk Producers Federation. Thanks for joining us here on AOA.